Thanks, Maddie. I wanted to share a little bit more on some verses that I was looking at, a little bit on the theme of Mother's Day, but I think it's applicable to all of us. But it is specifically some verses about mothers, but I hope that all of our hearts can take something from this. So we're going to start in 2 Timothy chapter 1. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, Paul says, probably some of the more, I don't know, I think a lot of us, if I asked you for a verse in the New Testament about mothers, this might come to mind, but there are some things here today that were kind of fresh to me. So in chapter 1, verse 5, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5, it says, this is Paul writing to Timothy, "For I am mindful of the sincere faith within you, which first dwelt in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I'm sure that it is in you as well." So I think many of us have heard that passage before, and the encouragement of three generations of faith, a grandmother, Lois, a mother, Eunice, and now Timothy, who is, we know he's an evangelist. "For this reason, I remind you to kindle afresh the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands." In chapter 4, it says that at least one of the gifts that Timothy had was the gift of being an evangelist. He was called by God, anointed by the Holy Spirit, to share the good news with people who hadn't heard and lead them to the Savior. And Paul's encouraging Timothy to kindle that gift afresh by reminding him of the sincere faith that he has and that was handed on to him from his grandmother and his mother. And I guess as I read that this morning, I was just blessed to think about the fact how many blessings that faith that his grandmother had and his mother had brought in Timothy's life. Wisdom that leads to salvation through faith, which is in Jesus Christ, which is in Christ Jesus. And the scripture doesn't say it explicitly, but I think we can say with a high degree of certainty that this faith, and definitely the faith and even the teaching of the scriptures, came through his mom. I think the common understanding is that Timothy's father was a Greek, maybe not a believer at all, just based on some other facts you can see in the New Testament. Some other testimonies are there. But his mother and his grandmother put a foundation in his life, I would say first and foremost, of faith and belief in God. And then secondly, that foundation was built up upon with knowledge of the scriptures. That from a young child, he knew the word of God. And it is able to give him the wisdom that leads to salvation. So it started when he was a young boy. But now he's an evangelist. He's been on missionary journeys with Paul. He's come to know Jesus Christ as his Savior and been used in many ways to be a blessing to many people. But yet, after all of that time, this is when I believe one of the last letters that Paul wrote. After all that time, when Paul is seeking to encourage Timothy to kindle afresh the gift of God which is in him. Obviously, if Paul is saying this, there's maybe been a bit of a dimming of the gift of God which is in Timothy. And we don't know why that is, but my suspicion is that maybe hardships, difficulties, churches that ultimately don't take root the way you'd hope, where many in the church maybe end up turning away from the faith, and we know that happened. It happened to Paul. That's written about clearly. I'm sure it happened to Timothy as well, where those he'd maybe labored with for years and years, laying down his life for them, all of a sudden they're not serving the Lord wholeheartedly anymore, that some of the work of God in their life is maybe being eroded away by love for the world or other things. I'm speculating here, but I'm just wondering and speculating in things that could have possibly led for the gift for the gift that he'd been given for it to start to dim a little bit. I believe in my heart, I don't believe Timothy was starting to follow after the world or get away, led away in that way. His love for God and the testimony that we have of Timothy gives me a strong confidence that that was not what was happening to him. But I do believe that it's possible that the difficulty of the journey, some of the setbacks he'd seen in perhaps others and challenges he'd experienced in serving the Lord, had caused this gift of evangelism that he had to start to dim a little bit. And Paul seeks to rekindle that gift, not by reminding him of the things, the amazing things that maybe had happened, or different testimonies of Paul, Timothy, you remember, I can't say with certainty, but remember when we were in, let's say, Philippi, or remember when we were in Ephesus, Timothy, you remember these things that happened and how God used you? He doesn't call those things to mind. What he actually calls to mind is the sincere faith that he'd received from his grandma. From his mother. And I was speculating on that, like why call that to mind, Paul? Like, why would the Holy Spirit bring that to mind? Like, there's, like I said, there's other, I mean, he would have seen Paul do amazing miracles. He maybe, I don't know if he was there, but Paul could have said, hey, Timothy, remember the time when we were in this city and they were taking handkerchiefs from me? And those handkerchiefs would go and they'd take them to another city and it would touch a sick person and that sick person would be healed. You remember that, Timothy? You remember when that was happening? Wasn't that awesome? Don't we serve a good God? Do you remember when the guy fell out of the window when I was preaching, Timothy? And he died, and I went downstairs and prayed for him, and he got back up, raised from the dead? Do you remember that, Timothy? That's not what he calls to mind. He calls to mind the faith of his mother and his grandmother. Why was that? My speculation, my thinking is, because Timothy had seen his mom serve the Lord when his father was not a believer. He'd seen all those years where his mom was faithful and their dad was like possibly going and worshiping Greek gods in the temple. We don't know. But all those years where his mom faithfully and sincerely, and I believe quietly, kept serving the Lord in the face of a husband. Maybe I hope he came to know the Lord at the end, but we know that the faith that Timothy received was from his grandmother and from his mother. And this is what he calls to mind. He calls to mind the faith of two women who served the Lord in the face of adversity, in the faith that caused them to continue to be faithful, even though their husband. Her husband didn't come to know the Lord, or we don't know, but was definitely not knowing the Lord at times, and just continued to serve. And that faith was what Paul called upon to inspire Timothy. And I think there's some truth there, because I think a lot of us can kind of maybe sympathize that when we're going through difficult times, and we're going through hardships, maybe going through something that's disappointed us, the testimony we may not need is the miraculous, radical things that God may have done at certain times or that we'd seen done in others. The testimony we need is someone who's been faithful through similar situations, who's been through difficulties, who'd been faithful and knows the Lord, knows their God in the midst of disappointment, discouragement, waiting, patience, and endurance. That's the testimony that I believe that Timothy saw in his grandmother and mom. And that's the testimony that Paul called to mind when he was trying to kindle afresh the gift of God, which is in Timothy. Then he says in verse 7, "For God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but of power and love and discipline." I just think that it all ties together, and it's just amazing to think that Paul calls to mind this testimony of a mother and grandmother when encouraging Timothy to kindle afresh the gift of evangelism, when encouraging Timothy that he's not been given a spirit of timidity. I think we can maybe see that maybe that was something that was dimming the gift of God within him. Maybe there had been a bit of a fearfulness. Maybe I'm sure Timothy had faced some persecution himself. We know Paul did greatly. And I'm sure Timothy had faced some as himself. And Paul's saying that, Timothy, we have not been given a spirit of timidity. You need to shake that off. You need to shake that timidity off and lay hold of a spirit of power and love and discipline, Timothy. And to do that, I'm going to encourage you by reminding you of the faith of your grandmother and mother. Who would have thought of that, that a faithful grandmother and mother, I don't think anybody would have said of Timothy's mother, I'm speculating here, but maybe she wasn't necessarily known for her great boldness and her great power in different things, but her testimony of faithfulness that she did have was used by God to encourage Timothy to be an evangelist in the power of the Holy Spirit, in the boldness of the Holy Spirit, with love and discipline. I just was encouraged to kind of reflect on how these things hold together. And we don't know exactly, and I think it speaks most directly to mothers, but to any of us, right, as fathers as well. The testimony that I want my children to have, and I think it was specific to the mothers, but the testimony we want our kids to have of us is that we knew the Lord. That we knew the Lord. That is going to help them. That is going to be something that I hope, and I'm not speaking from a place of saying I have attained here. My kids are still young. But I can say it is my desire that as they grow up, they would be able to testify of me that, yeah, Dad had his shortcomings. He was flawed, but he knew God. He knew God, and he was able to lead our family in a way that was based on that knowledge. When difficulties came, when tests came, that he went to the Lord. And I think that Timothy saw how his mother knew God and how she went to God when the difficulties came. And from that, there was a foundation laid that Timothy himself knew that he himself could go to God in that way. And Paul could encourage him and build up Timothy's faith by reminding him of these things. So a couple more verses in that same vein. Let's go to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7. Remember those who led you, who spoke the word of God to you, and considering the result of their conduct, imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. But I think it can directly apply to parents as well. That we would have a testimony to be able to say to our kids, considering the result of our conduct, imitate their faith. That there's a testimony there that those who we have influence over can say, I saw something in their conduct. I saw something in their lives. And therefore, I want to imitate their faith. I want to follow after that which they had found. Now that we're perfect, our kids see our shortcomings probably more clearly, maybe only our spouses see them more clearly, but that they can see a testimony that says, considering their conduct, I want to follow their faith. Because I see that God helped them. I see that in difficulty, when the tests came, God helped them. That they had a refuge, they had a rock that they went to that was able to sustain them in difficulties, and I want that for myself. Considering the result of their conduct, imitate their faith. And what that helped my mother can be the Jesus Christ that I can know and can help me. I think that's some of the reason why it says that, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Couple more, turn to Hebrews chapter 6. Chapter 6, verse 11. And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence so as to realize the full assurance of hope until the end, so that you will not be sluggish, but imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. We have the testimony of Scripture. We've got Hebrews chapter 11, which is probably meters of them, the testimonies of faith that we have. But I think we can also be imitators of those we see who have gone before us, right in our own lives, who through faith and patience have inherited the promises of God. Have inherited the promises of God. Have seen God bring about change in their lives. Have seen God, like, in the Old Testament, a lot of these promises that were seen were, like, quite miraculous, right? Like, Abraham having a son. He's probably the one that comes first to mind for me when I think of someone who, through faith and patience, inherited the promise of God. Waiting, I think it was, what it was, like 25, 26 years from a promise to a receiving of that promise, and it happened at a time when it was completely and utterly miraculous. There was no human way possible where it could happen, and that's when God worked and brought it about. We have a testimony there of a believer who, through faith and patience, inherited the promises. We may not have time. There is a testimony through faith and patience that we're not the same way that we once were. That our children, that others around us can see that, you know what? Dad was once this way, but over the years, I saw change. I saw he wasn't like that as much anymore. That sharp tongue was getting softer and more gentle. That quick, sharp word that would come out of his mouth and hurt so much. That over time, God was changing that and mellowing it and making it more like Jesus Christ. Not that he didn't correct me or discipline me or tell me things that maybe sometimes I didn't want to hear. But the nature of Jesus Christ was being formed. And that through faith and patience, we inherited promises that are written in this new covenant for us. That we would have that testimony. That when those who we've had influence over, our children and others in the church, can reflect on that, it can encourage them as well. That God can change them. That God can do a work in their lives. That those areas where they know they desperately need to be changed. They need the life of Christ to come in, to fill them up and deliver them. That they'd be able to know that God did that for my parents. God did that for my mother. God did that for my dad. And there would be a testimony there. I'll maybe just finish in Proverbs chapter 28. Verse 28. I think you know why I was confused there. Verse 28. In Proverbs chapter 31, verse 28, it says, her children, speaking of the godly woman, godly mother, godly wife, her children rise up and bless her. Her husband also praises her, saying, many daughters have done nobly, but you excel them all. When I read this morning, that her children rise up and bless her, because on my mind was, on my heart was just what I shared earlier. Their children would rise up and say, my mom knew the Lord. That would be the most important testimony. There's a lot of other very good testimonies in Proverbs chapter 31, but the most important one would be that our children, both mothers and fathers, our children would say, yeah, my mom and dad, they knew the Lord. It made a difference in their lives. It wasn't just some superficial thing. We didn't just go to church on Sunday and do a lot of religious activity and all these different things. But they knew the Lord, and it made a difference in their lives. It helped them. It was their anchor. It was their rock. That when difficulties came, when hard times came, they knew God, and they went to him, and they found help. As I read these things this morning, that was the testimony that was on my heart, that ultimately for a mother, for a father, for any of us, that would be the testimony that we have, and we would be able to say, you know what? Follow me as I follow Christ. Follow me as I follow Christ. Imitate my faith. Not because I'm perfect or because everything I've done is the best possible way, but because I've found the Lord, and I want you to find him too. So follow after me and imitate my faith.